From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The UN says fighting in Syria has lessened, but humanitarian aid is a problem. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go at any time to Syria's northern city of Aleppo and other areas where people are badly in need of aid, but they are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. UN Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura laid out the issue Thursday in Geneva.
The government, I repeat, the government, was expected to provide facilitation letters. It's a bureaucratic word translated into English, permits, authorization to go. On the 6th of September, which means before the actual cessation of hostilities agreement, they had already indicated that they were ready to allow 5 areas for facilitation letters. In other words, authorization for the UN to go. The UN is ready to go. Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas, has not been received.
De Mistura, along with fellow Special Envoy Jan Eglin, says the ceasefire agreement negotiated by the United States and Russia does appear to be working, with attacks on schools, hospitals stopped and greatly reduced. De Mistura said that the agreement remains a potential game changer for the conflict in Syria, which is in its 6th year. Hillary Clinton's doctor says the Democratic U.S. presidential candidate is recovering well from pneumonia and remains fit to serve as president of the United States. This is VOA News. Economists and business people in Myanmar, for the most part, are welcoming the announcement from President Barack Obama on sanctions against Myanmar.
The United States is now prepared to lift sanctions that we have imposed on Burma for quite some time. It is the right thing to do in order to ensure that the people of Burma see rewards from a new way of doing business and a new government.
The United States first imposed sanctions on Myanmar in 1997 when the military junta ruled. Myanmar's new government took power in April after the party led by pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi won a landslide election victory late last year. Sitting beside Suu Kyi in the Oval Office on Wednesday, Obama said the U.S. will soon lift restrictions on military-owned companies and officials and associates of the former ruling junta. The United States and Israel signed a landmark 10-year military assistance agreement Wednesday during a signing ceremony at the State Department. The agreement will provide Israel with a record $38 billion from 2019 through 2028, boosting the yearly commitment from $3 billion to $3.3 billion and locking in an additional $500 million annually for Israeli missile defense. Here's White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
This marks a significant increase over our existing funding, and it will ensure that Israel has the support it needs to defend itself by itself and to preserve its qualitative military edge.
The aid package was the product of months of delicate negotiations between the United States and Israel and included stipulations that has upset some U.S. lawmakers. Israel agreed to use the aid to buy American-made weaponry and agreed not to lobby Congress for additional money. In a statement, President Barack Obama said the agreement underscores that the United States has been Israel's greatest friend and partner. President Obama today will establish the first national marine monument in the Atlantic Ocean, a move that's designed to permanently protect nearly 5,000 square miles of underwater canyons and mountains off the coast of New England. The White House said the designation will lead to a ban on commercial fishing, mining, and drilling, though a 7-year exception will occur for the lobster and red crab industries. Also, recreational fishing will be permitted within the monument. The designation of the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument marks the 27th time Obama has acted to create or expand a national monument. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.